我们很快的就来到最后一堂的信息。
Very quickly, we have now come to the last message.
我心里面实在是巴望主能够快快的回来。
In my heart, I really hope that the Lord will return quickly.
啊，我想主回来了，我们也不需要讲道，你们也不需要听道。
I think that if the Lord returns, we don't need to speak messages, nor do we need to listen to messages.
我们就与主面对面的有交通。
That we will have face-to-face fellowship with our Lord.
那是何等的美好呢。
Isn't that such a pretty picture?
但是主还没有回来。
But before his return.
所以我们还有前面的路需要走。
We still have road that we need to go forth.
因为我们在这最后的一段路程中。
In these last times.
我们能走得比以往更好。
That we can walk even better than before.
能走得更叫主的心得到满足。
That we can satisfy even more so in our walk.
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
因为他怜恤我们。
Because he had mercy on us.
他宽容我们。
That he's encompassed us.
他还把机会给我们。
He gives us opportunity.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So their brothers and sisters.
我们希望经过这次的特会。
We hope that through this special meeting.
我们在主面前实在能有够多的恩典。
That before the Lord we have even more grace.
调整我们自己的生活。
To change our daily living.
调整整个教会的脚步。
To fix our the steps for going
forward by the church. 能够面向主所要我们走的那个标杆。
So that we can face toward the goal that the Lord wants us to walk toward to.
我想这样我们就没有辜负主对我们的连续。
Then this way we will not have forsaken what God has entrusted to us.
所以愿主的爱激励我们。
We hope that the Lord's love will stir us.
让我们每个弟兄姊妹都起来体贴他的心意。
That every brother and sister will be considerate of his heart.
这是我们和弟兄姊妹一同交通。
This time when we share with brother and sister.
神有一个很重要的心意托付给他的教会。
That God has a very important mind that he entrusts to the church.
就是我们的神把基督的见证托付给教会。
That our God has entrusted the testimony of Christ to the church.
那么这一个见证托付给全天下所有的教会。
That this one single testimony have been entrusted to all the churches throughout the world.
我们讲过这个对于今天我们是一个很重大的一个挑战。
We said before this is a great challenge to each one of us.
到底我们能不能把这个见证活出来？
That can we actually live out this testimony?
我们能不能持守住主所给我们的托付？
Can we actually keep and preserve what he entrusted to us?
这个跟主的再来有密切的关系。
This is intricately connected to his return.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore brothers and sisters,
我们要好好的祷告。
That we really should pray hard.
求主在我们的身上来做工。
We ask that he will do work on us.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
哥林多的教会，
The Corinthian church,
他们曾经亏负了主在他们身上的托付。
That they have forsaken what God has entrusted to them.
他们没有达到主所要他们达到的光景。
They did not reach the condition that God wanted them to be in.
但是主人就爱他们。
But God, the Lord still loved them.
主没有丢弃他们。
The Lord did not forsake them.
所以主差遣保罗。
Therefore he sent Paul.
像父亲对孩子一样的来教导他们。
Just like a father teaching the children to them.
其实保罗的教导就是天父的教导。
Actually, Paul's teaching is actually the Father's teaching.
神是何等爱我们。
God really loves us.
神是何等爱哥林多的弟兄和姊妹。
He really loves the saints in Corinth.
所以我们感谢神。
We thank God.
哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
The Corinthian saints.
虽然他们当时的光景不能符合于神的心意。
Even though that their condition did not match up to what God wanted.
但是他们知道什么是基督的见证？
But they do know what is the testimony of Christ.
所以当保罗写了哥林多的前书给他们，
So that when he wrote 1 Corinthians,
后来中间又一些的书信给他们，
Then there was a couple more epistles to them.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在哥林多还有一批的弟兄姊妹，他们是对神有反应的。
That there's a bunch of brothers and sisters in Corinth that has a response toward God.
他们对神的爱是有感觉的。
That they have a feeling toward God's love.
所以保罗的书信到的时候，
Therefore the epistle
他们的确懊悔他们的光景。
They actually really regret their condition.
他们的确在神面前有他们的一个改变。
They really had a change before God.
所以我们到了哥林多后书的时候，
So when we come to 2 Corinthians,
我们就看见这一班的圣徒们，
We see these saints.
他们仍旧在神的面前能够以基督的见证为念。
They still will be mindful of the testimony of Christ.
但是我们要问今天的教会呢？
But we have to ask today's church.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们对基督的见证有认识吗
？Do we really know the testimony of Christ？
当我们失去这些的时候，我们对主有感觉亏欠吗
？When we lost these things, do we feel that we have fallen short of our Lord？
主怎样爱哥林多的教会
？How the Lord loved the church in Corinth。
主也照样爱我们。
That He also loves us。
主人就把机会给我们。
He also gives us this chance。
所以我们盼望这些日子，主对我们的心说话。
We hope that these days that God, the Lord, will speak to our heart。
把我们能从许许多多这些不正常的光景里面把我们带回来。
So that God can bring us back from all these abnormal conditions。
愿主做恢复的工作。
With the Lord, may He do His work of recovery。
我们讲到
We said,
在这个恢复的工作里面
in the midst of work of recovery,
我们个人的光景也很重要
our individual conditions very
因为神的见证不是托付在一个组织上面
because the testimony is not set upon an organization,
不是托付在一些的做法上面
it's not upon some kind of work
主的见证是要托付在一般人的身上
the testimony of the Lord will be entrusted to man
所以我们的人的光景必须要转变
so our own condition must be changed
昨天晚上我们已经讲过了
last night we already said
保罗对哥林多的弟兄姊妹讲
Paul said to the saints in
Christ 只有属灵的人才能明白神的事情
only the spiritual man can understand spiritual
things 天然的人是不能明白神的事情
the natural man cannot understand God's things
如果哥林多弟兄姊妹一直活在这种婴孩肉体的光景中
the brothers and sisters in Corinth continue to live in the baby stage
神的见证是活不出来的
they cannot live out the testimony
所以他们需要有改变
therefore they must change
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
不仅他们需要有改变
not only they need to be changed
我们也需要有改变
we also need to be changed
每个弟兄姊妹都要追求做一个属灵的人
every brother and sister should pursue to be a spiritual man
要做主的见证人
that we should be the one who testifies to the Lord
但是不仅主要我们个人在主面前有这样的一个追求
not only the Lord wants us to have an individual pursuit
主也希望整个团体能够有一个追求
He wants to have a collective corporate
这关乎到我们的教会生活
This concerns our church living
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神也把确定的目标摆在整个教会的跟前
God already put an absolute goal before the church
所以今天早晨
So this morning
我们要谈一点关于整个教会团体在主跟前的 一点追求
We're going to talk about the corporate pursuit in the church
愿主不仅在我们个人的身上能够得到满足
Not only can the Lord be satisfied with our individual self
在我们整个教会的生活教会的侍奉教会的敬拜上也能够得到满足
That the church's life, the living, the worship can be satisfied to our Lord
我现在请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些圣经
I ask the brothers and sisters to read a couple passages with me
请我们看哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第三章
Chapter 3
哥林多前书第三章
Corinthians chapter 3
我们从第五节读到第十七节
Verses 5 through 17
我想为了 节省时间啊，请看英文的弟兄姊妹们呢我当我读中文的时候你就看着好了。
For saving time, for the time's sake, for those who read English, just read the English while he reads in Chinese.
我们姊妹就不读了。
I'm not going to read the English.
哥林多前书第三章第五节，亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么浇灌的也算不得什么只在那叫他生长的神栽种的和浇灌的都是一样但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐因为我们是与神同工的你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋我照神所给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基有别人在上面建造只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基若有人用金银宝石草木合接在这根基上建造个人的工程必然显露因为那日子要将它表明出来有火发现这火要试验个人的工程怎样人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住 他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，人像从火里经过一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。好，我们再看一下马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第三章，第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
我想这个故事大家很熟悉。
I think everyone is very familiar with the story.
这个第三节。
Verse 3.
他用比喻对他们讲了许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地上的，土地不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的就应当听。我们再看诗篇第65篇。
Psalm 65.
诗篇65篇第9节到13节。
Psalm 65:9-13.
我这次请姊妹用英文读。
So I'm going to read
in
English. And Chinese people reading Chinese yourself. Psalm 65 verse
65篇。
65.
9-13.
9-13. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people grain, so that you have ordained it.You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the desert overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing.
好，我们再回头看一处新约。以弗所书第二章。
Let's go to New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
19-22节。
Verses 19-22.
我还是请我们姊妹用英文读。
And I'm going to read. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are, being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
在哥林多前书第三章里面。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
使徒保罗对教会用了另外两个说法。
That Paul said to the church two different ways of speaking.
是很简单又很实际的说法。
It's very simple but very practical.
就讲到教会是田地。
It talks about that the church is field.
教会是房屋。
The church is actually a building.
那么这个意思当然就告诉我们了，这两件事跟基督的见证有关系的。
This tells us the meaning that it's intricately connected to the testimony of Christ.
我们要让基督的见证今天在教会中能够彰显出来。
We want to manifest the testimony of Christ.
我们需要耕耘的。
That we have to actually
plow.
We have to actually plow.
我们如果要教会的见证能够彰显出来
If we want to manifest the church's testimony,
这个房屋讲到我们需要建造
that the building we need to build.
所以主的见证托付给我们
So the Lord's testimony is entrusted to us.
保罗告诉我们应该像田地应该像房屋
Paul tells us it should be like a field, like a building.
我们感谢神
We thank the Lord.
这是两个很实际的说法
These are two practical things.
那么也是告诉哥林多的弟兄姊妹们
also tells the saints in Corinth,
你们要经过这样的一个过程能够把基督的见证彰显出来
process so that you can reveal the testimony of Christ.
但是 在我们讲到这两个点之前呢
，But before we talk about these two different points，
我们要看一看哈，在这里保罗提到那个工人和教会之间的一个关系。
Then we should talk about the connection between the worker and the church。
我们都知道，在教会历史上
，We know in the church history，
教会是非常的受到神的许多的工人们的影响。
That the church is influenced a lot by the servants or workers of God。
我们有侍奉主的弟兄们告诉我们
，People who serve the brothers that serve the Lord，
什么样的工人就造就出什么样的信徒。
The type of worker you have, it will create the type of believer。
那么的确，在神的工作里面，神是由设立人做工人。
It is true that in God's work that He actually set up workers。
那么按照保罗的意思告诉我们呢
？According to the meaning of Paul。
这些工人呢，他们应该是与神同工的。
That they should co-work with God。
我们这些年弟兄姊妹们都很清楚。
These years, brothers and sisters are very clear。
这个与神同工跟为神做工有很大的区别。
To co-work with God or to work with God, there's a big difference。
一个真正的工人应该是与神同工的。
A real worker should co-work with God。
一个真正的工人不是仅仅为神做工而已。
That real worker is not just doing work for God。
当一个工人要与神同工的时候
，When a worker has to co-work with God，
几件事情他需要注意的。
Couple things he must pay attention to。
第一个，他的目的必须照着神的目的。
That his goal and purpose must be according to God's purpose。
那么第二个
，Secondly，
在计划上他要按照神的计划。
In the plan, in what he's planning, it should be according to God's plan。
第三个
，Thirdly。
在行动上面也要按照神的指引。
In his action, it should be according to God's will.
今天很多侍奉主的人
，Today many servants of the Lord，
因为并不明白与神同工的意义。
Because they don't understand the meaning behind co-working with God.
我们只觉得说我们可以为神做工。
We just feel like we can do work for God.
当我们为神做工，你可以照自己的意思啊。
When we do work for God, you can do it according to your
will. 按照自己的兴趣啊。
You can do according to your liking.
啊，按照自己的行程。
According to what you want to walk.
一个真正与神同工的人
，A person who really co-work with God.
他是受神的约束的。
That he will be restricted.
他是完全按照神的意思的。
You completely follow according to what God wants.
所以保罗说呢，我们是与神同工的。
Paul says we are co-working with God.
那么弟兄姊妹。这是神对于工人所要的第一个重要的一个条件。
This is the first requirement that God requires of the workers.
然后呢
？Then
工人与工人之间，他们是需要有配搭的。
The worker and worker should co-work together also.
神把不同的恩赐赐给不同的工人。
God has shed different grace to different workers.
所以他们就可以在一起一同配搭来同工。
So that they can pair up and co-work together.
啊，我实在感谢我的主。
I really thank our Lord。
这是让我能够跟我亲爱的弟兄啊 ，Eddie Miller 弟兄，我们能够在这里一同配搭服侍。
That I can co-work with my dear brother Ed Miller to serve brothers and sisters。
在我的深处，我感觉我弟兄的信息，真是补足了我在信息中很多没有时间能说的东西。
In my deepest heart, I feel that my brother's message really actually accomplished a lot of things that I couldn't say in my messages。
所以在侍奉上，同工们是需要配搭的。
In terms of service, co-workers should pair up.
保罗说：“我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌。”
Paul says, "I planted, Apollos watered."
但是这是一种配合。
But this is actually pairing up.
那么当工人在这里尽职的时候呢
？When they are actually working here, the workers.
保罗会告诉我们，我们这些工人算不得什么。
Paul says, "Workers actually is worth nothing."
保罗用了一个字，算不得什么。
Paul says, "We're worth nothing."
啊，保罗在这里说亚波罗算不得什么。
Apollos is worth nothing。
如果光讲这个话就有问题了。
If you just say that, there's a problem。
啊，如果保罗说亚波罗算什么
？Paul say what is Apollos? If Paul said that,
那就有问题。
Then there's a problem。
他下面很好，他说保罗算什么
？Then Paul also says what is Paul？
不仅亚波罗算不得什么，我保罗也算不得什么。
Not only is Apollos worth nothing, so is Paul.
我们只不过是主的工人而已。
We are only workers or servants of God.
那么我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
I planted, Apollos watered.
唯有神叫它生长。
Only God can make it grow.
那个才是最重要的。
That's the most important thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在圣经里面呢，
In the Bible,
这个与神同工这个字
，to co-work with this phrase, co-working with God，
它这个 fellow workers 啊，这个字哈，它有两方面的意思。
That co-working with fellow workers, we got there's two different meaning。
啊， 有的地方弟兄们就告诉我们，这个是跑腿的，给神当跑腿的。
That is there's some point, brother said that these are just people who run errands for God.
那么另外一个意思就是说呢，是跟着神做小工的。
The other meaning is like they do little work, following God.
在教会历史上呢，我们一直的有一个很错误的情况。
That in the church history we have a mistake in our situation. Even to today, it's not changed.
有一些被主用的一些神的一些神的仆人。
And some servants have been used by God.
我们提起他们，总觉得神伟大的工人。
We feel they're such great workers and servants of God.
神的大工人。
They're big workers for God.
我们看在两千年教会历史上。
We look at the 2,000 years history.
有几个侍奉主的人。恩赐能赶得上保罗呢？
How many servants can they have the gifts as great as Paul?
能赶得上亚波罗呢？
Can they be like Apollos?
既然亚波罗算不得什么，
If Apollos is not
保罗说我也算不得什么，
Paul is worth nothing.
那么那些人更算不得什么，
then,
对不对？
These people are worth nothing also.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以尊敬一个神的仆人。
But this is we can respect a servant of the Lord.
但是千万不要把一个神的仆人捧大了。
But we cannot uplift a servant or worker.
把他们变成偶像。
You treat them like an idol.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在伟大的神的跟前。
Before the greatness of God.
没有人是伟大的。
No one is great.
是吧？我过去曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
I used to say this to brothers and sisters.
你在圣经中绝对找不到一个字啊，叫做伟大的摩西，找不到。
That you can never find a phrase great Moses.
你也找不到那个伟大的彼得，伟大的保罗，没有。
You cannot find a term great Peter or great Paul.
啊，青年弟兄姊妹，如果不信，你回家去读看看。
Young brothers and sisters, if you don't believe me, go and read it yourself.
因为在圣经里面。这个伟大的字都是摆在神身上。
Because in the Bible, the term "great" is always put forth on God
himself. 只有神是伟大的。
Only God is great.
我们呢，只不过是小工。
That we are little work.
我们是给神跑腿的。
We are just running errands for God.
我们只不过是传递一点主所要我们传递的。
We just share some messages.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在教会里面
，in the church，
我们对工人必须要有一个准确的一个看见。
That we have to have a correct seeing of what a worker is.
哥林多的教会因为对于工人他们有一种不寻常的一种错误的一种看见。
In the Corinthian church, the people actually have an abnormal seeing of what workers should be in the church.
他们说，哎，我是属彼得的。
They say, oh, I belong to Peter.
哇，你看。我跟彼得站在一起啊。
I stand with Peter.
他有荣耀，我也沾点荣耀。
He has glory, I can get a little glory.
我是属保罗的。
I belong to Paul.
我是属亚波罗的。
I belong to Apollo.
他们把工人抬得太高了。
They actually lift it so high, these workers.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个错误。
But sister, this is a mistake.
当然，不是因为这样我们就轻看主的工人，那也是不对。
Of course, we're not supposed to look lightly upon them.
我们必须从神的整个计划，从基督的见证里面。来看工人所站的地位。
We should look at God's plan, the testimony of Christ, and look at the stance that the worker has.
这样工人才能够做正常的一个侍奉。
Then the worker can actually do a normal service.
教会也能做一个正常的一个运用。
Then the church can have its normal function.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，For brothers and sisters,
首先我们必须把这个意念把它摆在一个正确的地位上。
Then this first, we should put a correct mindset on this.
但这里有一句话很特别。
There's a very special phrase here.
就第九节这里说。
Verse 9.
他因为我们是与神同工的。
Because we are God's fellow workers.
你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
You are God's field, God's building.
这里出现了一个我们和你们。
It talks about you and us.
这个绝对不是教会历史上所说的，我们就是圣品阶级。你们就是平信徒啊。
This is definitely not the what the church history is saying that we are the clergy and you guys are the commoners.
为什么保罗要说我们和你们呢？
Why did Paul say us and you?
这个是就在恩赐上面来说的。
It's talking about gifts.
在恩赐上面来说的时候，可以说我们和你们。
In terms of gifts, when you're speaking about it, you can say us or you.
但是在基督的身体里面的时候呢
？But in the body of Christ，
我们都是彼此做肢体的。
That we are all members，
我们也是弟兄。
We're all brothers，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Your brothers and sisters。
啊，保罗、亚波罗都是这个田地的一部分。
Paul and Apollos are a part of this field.
保罗和亚波罗也是房屋的一部分。
Paul and Apollos are also parts of this building.
他们并不是这个，他们在田地在房屋之外。
They're not outside of this building or field.
而是当他们在进公用的时候。
That when they're doing their function.
那么好像有一点点的一点区分。
Maybe there's a little bit difference.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, I think this is a very important point.
所以今天我们需要在主面前，能够把这些呢，能够把它能够有准确的一个认识。
That today we should have a very correct seeing of this point today.
那么保罗在这里提到教会是神所耕种的田地。
That Paul states that the church is God's field.
那么是神所建造的房屋。
It's God's building.
啊，感谢主啊！保罗用了这两个说法，我们很容易明白。
Thank the Lord, he used these two different ways of saying these things. It's easy for us to understand.
其实我们看在旧约时代，
In the Old Testament, we see
在神的百姓中最重要的也就是这两件事。
In terms of God's people, these are two most important things.
神把以色列人带到迦南美地去。
That God brought forth the Israelites to the land of Canaan.
第一个就是他们需要耕种。
First, they have to plow.
那么第二个就是需要建造圣殿。
Then the second, they have to build a temple.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，保罗在这里很简单的把旧约的神的工作，在神百姓中的工作，把它总结起来，在两个点上。
Paul very simply actually summed up the Old Testament work in these two verse in this verse.
当然，论到了这个田地的时候啊
，Of course, in with respect to the field,
他才讲到有栽种，有浇灌。
There's those that plant and those that water.
那么神也叫他能够生长。
And God will allow it to grow.
教会是神的田地。
That the church is God's field.
它头一面重要的意义告诉我们说，这个田地是用什么？用来生产这个粮食。
The first important thing is the field is to produce grain and food.
在全本圣经里面。
In the entire Bible.
我们看见，不仅在旧约的时代中间啊。
Not only in the Old Testament.
有这样的一个说法。
That there's this saying.
就是主耶稣在地上的时候
that when Lord Jesus was on
在他的讲论里面
earth, in terms of his speaking,
他常常讲到 这个两个方面
many times he talks about these two different aspects
就 他讲到田地有两个方面
first he talks about two different aspects of the field
那么一个是种麦子和种菜蔬的
one is actually planting vegetable
那另外一个呢
grain,
就是葡萄园
The other one is the vineyard.
我们晓得这在旧约时代以色列百姓的生活中最重要的两种生产。
We know that this is the Old Testament Israelites when they live. This is the two important.
所以当我们讲到教会是田地的时候
，So when we talk about that church is the field,
我们一方面想到它是一个麦田。
On the one hand, we think of it as a field, a graining field.
那么主耶稣在马太福音十三章那个天国的比喻，头一个比喻就讲到。这个撒种的比喻。
Matthew 13, we see the first parable, heavenly parable, it talks about the field.
所以这个田地要能够生长的好。
If this field can grow good things,
弟兄姊妹们，它需要一些的条件。
Then there are some requirements.
那么主耶稣也提到了这个葡萄园。
That Lord Jesus also mentioned the vineyard.
我们晓得这个葡萄园。它是生产这个酒的地方。
We know the vineyard produces wine.
它是给以色列百姓带来欢乐的。
That they bring joy to the Israelites.
所以一个田地必须要能生长出果实来。
So the field can actually has to be able to produce fruit.
啊，这是第一方面重要的。
This is the first important.
所以今天的教会在地上也。
So today church on earth.
教会应该是一个供应属灵生命的地方。
The church should be a place where will give you spiritual food.
我们今天到教会里面来，我们应该得着生命的粮食的供应，应该得着饱足啊。
That we should be full from the spiritual life and food.
所以我们的聚会生活必须得到饱足。
So we should be satisfied in our meetings.
就说我就是从天上降下来的粮。
That Jesus said, I'm the heavenly manna that came down.
所以因此在教会的生活里面。
So in the church living.
什么是生命的粮呢
？What is the heavenly manna?
就是要把基督的丰富带出来。
To bring forth the abundance of Christ.
我们就得到饱足。
Then we feel satisfied.
但是今天呢
？But today.
我们看见教会呢？
We see the church.
有一种偏离的现象。
We see it's departing a little bit.
我们很多的时候呢， 所讲的东西啊，只给我们带来一点精神上的满足。
Sometimes we just feel full in terms of our thought.
有很多的知识。
There's a lot of knowledge.
或者有的聚会呢，有许多的活动，只不过是一种外表的欢乐。
But maybe sometimes some meetings have a lot of activities and an external joy.
这个都不能成为宝珠。
This cannot make us full.
真正生命的粮食。
The true, living man.
乃是把主的话语解开。
That to explain forth and break forth.
容让圣灵。把基督里面的丰富引出来。
That through the Holy Spirit you can reveal manifest abundance of Christ.
这个弟兄姊妹才真正得到宝足。
Then brothers and sisters really will feel full this way.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
神的家中如果没有主的话语，活的话语。
In God's household, if there isn't the living word of God.
就没有真正的属灵的粮食。
Then there isn't really spiritual manna there.
那么教会中也需要有圣灵的工作。
Of course, there should be the work of the Holy Spirit in the church.
圣灵带来丰盛的这个生命。
Holy Spirit
burns
forth the abundance, outflow of the life.
带来像葡萄一样的这种的欢乐。
Brings forth joy just like the grape.
所以今天教会在地上是神的田地。
So today, church on earth is God's field.
那么，他第一件事情，他需要生产粮食。
First, they must produce food.
这个田地的第二方面的意义呢
？The second meaning of the field.
就是要繁衍生命，就使生命能够延续下去。
It should be able to keep continue with this life.
所以我们有传福音的这工作。
So that's why we have the work of the gospel.
我们也有造就的工作。
We have work of edification.
不仅把人带得救了。
Not only do we bring.
要叫人在教会中能够长大。
Then we help the believers to grow in the church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在教会的历史上可以看见。
In the church history, we see.
工作是很难延续的。
It's very hard for work to last.
教会乃是生命的延续。
That church is the lasting life.
这才是主的心意。
This is God's heart.
所以我们知道教会历史上的像耶路撒冷的教会过去了。
Then we see in church history, Jerusalem church already passed away.
安提阿的教会过去了。
The Antioch church passed away.
以弗所的教会过去了。
Ephesus church passed away.
但是那个生命呢，在历史中一直的往前。
But the life in the history continues to go forward.
所以教会也需要使主的这个生命能够繁衍。
The church actually should continue to keep the Lord's life.
我觉得更重要一件事情。
More importantly, I feel.
就是让基督的见证能够在我们一代一代的圣徒们身上能够持续下去。
That Christ's testimony can continue to be kept from generation to generation.
我们不能容让说主的见证、基督见证在我们这一代就结束。
We cannot tolerate that Christ's testimony ends in our generation.
所以我们需要耕耘。
So therefore, we have to.
不仅在讲中文的中弟兄姊妹中间耕耘。
Not only do we plow in the Chinese congregation.
在这个讲英文的弟兄姊妹中间也需要耕耘。
And we also need to do it for the English-speaking congregation.
那么好使这个见证能持续。
So that we can keep this testimony.
那我们都知道，当一个地啊要能够生长出30倍、60倍、100倍。
We know that when the field can grow forth 100, 60, 30 times.
它必须是一个好土。
It must be good soil.
那么这个土怎么样能成为好土呢
？How can the soil become good soil？
我们晓得，当我们没有得救之前
，We know before we were believers。
我们这个人都像野地一样的。
That we're like wild fields。
我们只会长荆棘的。
That we can only have thorns。
我们呢，里面是不会长出什么好的果实来的。
We cannot have good fruit from us。
感谢神，神把我们救赎回来之后呢
？But thank God after He redeemed us。
那么神在这里做什么事情
？What does God do here？
诗篇65篇讲得非常的好。
Psalm 65 says very clearly。
是神来眷顾地。
It is God who cares for the land。
那第一件事，他降下透雨。
That He will water it。
不是一点点的水。
Not just a little water。
还有大量的生命的水供应。
There's a lot of water。To provide.
所以在教会里面生命要丰富啊。
So in the church, you should have abundant life.
这个水呀、能够高到一个地步啊，能够润平那个犁机。
That streams of water can cover the land.
这个犁机是什么东西呢？这个是十字架工作过的一种光景。
That
就是。那个用那个犁啊，犁过之后，那个土翻起来之后。
After the soil has already been trenched.
我们晓得这是十字架的工作。
That it's actually the work of the cross that the water can cover all this.
今天 是谁来做这个耕种的工作呢？
Now who actually does the drenching?
乃是我们的神。
It is the Lord
himself. 所以我们需要祷告。
We should pray.
教会中需要圣灵降下大雨。
That we need streams of big water to come down to pour.
教会中需要十字架的生根。
The church needs the work of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这两样的工作。
Now these two different works.
使我们这个土地变得软和起来。
That there will be leveling and softening of the ground.
那么然后呢，我们晓得在其中你要把许许多多的这些杂质东西把它除去。
That you should get rid of all the dirty things.
啊，那么神打发工人，有的呢栽种，有的来浇灌。
Then God sends workers, some plant, some water.
神就在这些事上给他们祝福。
Then God give them blessing on these things.
所以诗篇六十五篇。
So therefore Psalm 65.
那实在是一幅美丽的图画。
It's such a pretty picture.
这个是教会正常的光景。
It is the normal condition of the church.
那么这样的光景呢，是跟基督的见证有关的。
It's connected to the testimony of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
到那个时候。
At that time.
你看见他以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
That the blessing will be upon them.
你的路径都地下自由。
That there's so much fruit.
在旷野的操场上。
That the land in terms of the big wilderness.
小山以欢乐束腰。
And the valleys are mantled grain.
操场以羊群为衣。
The meadows are filled with flocks.
谷中长满了五谷。
Valleys are mantled with grain.
这一切都欢呼歌唱。
Then they will shout and sing and joy for joy.
以色列人呢，只有在他们丰收的时候，他们才能够欢呼歌唱，对不对？
The Israelites only when during reaping time they can sing for joy.
我们要知道是丰收在前呢。
We know they have to reap first.
然后后面才有歌唱。
Then there's joy and singing.
今天呢，我们只晓得要歌唱。
Today we only know how to, we only want to sing.
要欢呼。
We want to shout for joy.
所以有很多聚会呢，我看他们这歌唱欢呼也很勉强。
I think that in many meetings it's almost like they have to show for joy.
我在台湾参加一个小小的聚会。
That in Taiwan, I went to a small meeting. There are not that many people.
哇，他们就要用这个歌来鼓舞大家。
They use the music to help themselves.
哎呀，我看那个前面这些服侍的弟兄们非常辛苦。
That we see the servants that they look very tired.
唱啊唱啊。
They sing and sing.
欢呼啊。
They shout for joy.
你没有丰收哪来的欢呼呢
？If you don't have reaping, how can you have joy?
如果有了丰收，你都根本不需要指挥大家去欢呼了，对不对
？That if you have reaping, you don't have to tell other people to sing and shout for joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers,
我们需要神把他的祝福带到神的百姓当中。
That we need God to bring forth His abundance to His people.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十三章讲到了。这个撒种的比喻。
So here in Matthew 13, Lord Jesus talked about the parable of the sower.
那我们看见呢，在那里我们都很熟悉啊。
And here we're very familiar.
那么种子有的撒到路边去了。
Some seed went to the ground.
有的是铺浅石头地。
Some went to very shallow ground.
有的是长满荆棘。
Some had a lot of thorns.
当然，这个种子是长不出来的。
Of course, the seed cannot grow.
我们需要把这些东西除去的。
We have to get rid of these things.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个是教会今天的侍奉中。非常非常重要的工作。
This is a very important work of service in the church.
我们晓得有一天主要做收成的工作。
That one day God will do His work of reaping.
在启示录第十四章里面。
In Revelation 14.
就告诉我们在末后的日子。
In the end times.
也是神做大收成的一个日子。
It is when He do the biggest work of reaping.
所以我们要很谨慎的。
So we should be very careful.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们所在的一个聚会的地方
，That in our meeting place，
我们是好土吗
？Are we good soil？
我们有东西可以给神收成吗
？Do we have things that God can reap？
圣经讲说，在那一天麦子要收起来。
That day the
wheat the grain
the grain will have to be picked forth。
那么这些糠秕呢，神要用火把它烧掉。
That the chaff has to be burned up.
最后要经过一个审判的。
That in the end they should go through a judgment.
所以我想我们不能轻看这件事情。
That we shouldn't take lightly upon this.
我们要求主让我们能成为一块好的田地。
That we should become a good ground and soil.
这样当它有丰收的时候。
That's when there is reaping time.
那是基督的生命开始丰盛的在这里生长的时候
，That the life of Christ can really grow forth here.
这个就是主今天在地上教会所有的一个见证。
This is the testimony that the Lord has here on earth. in the church.
我们不能光说，哎呀，我们这里人口才都很好。
We can't just say that people here are very eloquent.
啊，我们知识丰富。
That we have such abundant knowledge.
但是生命却是非常非常的微弱。
But we have a very weak life.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, this is not
God's mind. 我们不能以这样的光景为满足。
We should not be satisfied with this.
所以教会要把基督的见证表现出来。第一方面，我们要知道教会是神所耕种的田地。
The church, if you want to live out the testimony of Christ, we must understand that the church is God's field.
那么在第二方面来讲的话呢
？The second aspect.
他这里讲到教会是神所建造的房屋。
That church is what the building that God built.
当然了，这个房屋是用来居住的。
Of course, the building is for us to live in.
那保罗也说，神的房屋是一个殿。
Paul also says that God's house is also a temple.
当我们提到殿的时候，就讲到这是侍奉和敬拜的地方。
When we think about temple, we think this is a place of service and
worship. 当我们
worship,
讲到居所的时候
，When we talk about the dwelling place,
这是我们与神同住的地方。
It's where we live together.
这是我们里面得安息的地方。
It's where we receive rest.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
今天在我们聚会的生活中，有神的同在吗？
In our meeting place, do we have God's presence with us?
是否满了神的同在呢
？Is it filled with God's presence?
在我们聚会的地方，
place,
神的儿女有安息吗
？In the place where we meet, did God receive rest?
我们知道，只有脱离肉体，我们才有安息。
We know that when we leave the body and flesh, we will have rest.
这就是神的家里面该有的一个情形。
This should be the condition that God's family household should have.
很多的聚会，他们并不注重神同在不同在。
Many meetings, they don't care if God's presence is there.
他们也不在乎什么安息不安息。
They don't care about rest.
他们只要聚会做大就好了。
They just want a big meeting, not
just a small
one. As long as the work is big, that's good.
这是何等的错误啊！
This is such a great mistake.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
当神的同在在神的百姓中的时候
，When God's presence is with God's people,
神在神的跟前有神的儿女有真正的安息。
That children before God can have true rest.
这个才具备教会真实的意义。
Then this really lived out what church should be.
我记得1975年的时候
，I remember in 1975.
我在温哥华加拿大的温哥华那里开始服事。
When I was serving in Vancouver in Canada.
我们人很少。
We have very few people.
就开始的工作大概只有十几个人而已。
Only probably 10 or so people there.
但是我们守住主的原则在神面前。
But we kept God's principle, Lord's principle.
所以虽然聚会很小
，Even though it's a small meeting,
还有主的同在。
But we had the Lord's presence.
弟兄姊妹来聚会也很欢喜快乐。
Brothers and sisters came to the meeting, they're very joyful.
结果有一次有一对这个年纪比我大的一对弟兄姊妹进来。
And one time there was two elderly people older than me that came to the meeting.
那么那个早晨呢，我是传福音。
That morning I was preaching the gospel.
啊，那么当我在讲的时候啊
，When I was speaking,
哎呀，我就看那个姊妹一直在哭啊。
Then I saw the sister was just crying.
哎呀，她哭得简直是不得了。
She was crying and crying.
啊，我也不懂。
I didn't understand.
我想我讲的道也没那么感动。
I didn't think that my message was so touching.
她为什么这么哭呢
？Why was she crying?
好，从头哭到尾。
She was crying from the beginning to the end.
后来呢，弟兄姊妹，我问她。
Then I asked her.
我说那一天到底怎么回事
？What happened that day?
以后我们很熟了。
Because we became pretty close.
她说：“弟兄，你知道吗
？”He says, "Brothers, do you know?"
在这个之前
，before this.
他说我们在教会在别的地方啊，在东岸的聚会遇见难处。
That our church in the East Coast had met some difficulties.
我和我的弟兄两个人两年都没有很好的教会生活。
That me and my brother and my husband we didn't have good church life for 2 years.
我们像流浪的人一样。
We are like one who's lost in the world.
我们到处去找。
We go to different places.
一个聚会换一个聚会，另外换一个聚会。
We went from one meeting place to another meeting place to another.
他说那天呢，有人来约我们到你这个聚会来。
That one day when people asked us to come to your meeting.
他说一来一看，这根本不像个聚会。
When I first came, it doesn't look like a meeting.
因为我们是借了一个 community center， 一个房间。
Because we actually rented a room in a community center.
他说我看看你们这些人呢。也不怎么样。
And I see you guys are not really any people.
那个时候我也很年轻啊。
I was very young at that time.
我站起来看一个年轻人。
When I stand up, it's like a young person, young man.
但是他说我觉得何等的奇妙。
But I found it very amazing.
他说当我一坐下来的时候。
The minute I sat down.
第一个深处的感觉是什么呢
？The deepest feeling is first.
回家了。
That I came home.
回家了。
I came home.
我们只有十几个人。
We only had 10 or so people.
实在算不得什么。
Really isn't anything.
所以她坐在那里就感动得不得了，一直在哭。
But she was so touched, kept crying.
她说我忍不住。
I couldn't help it.
眼泪就一直流。
My tears just kept shedding.
所以后来一阵子，她就跟我们在一起一同聚会。
And after a little time, she meets with us, brothers and sisters.
当我们在一起聚会。
When we meet together.
一同服侍主。
When we serve together.
我们一定要注意，到底我们这里。是不是真正具备神家的意义
？We have to remember, do we have put forth the meaning of God's household?
我们的主能在这里找到安息吗
？That can our Lord find rest here?
神的同在能在这里显明吗
？Can God's presence be manifested here?
所以这个房屋的建造很重要啊。
So building this building is very important.
那么我们知道，在圣经里面建造圣殿的时候
，So we know that when we're building the temple in the Bible,
他们一定要按照神所给的图样
，That they have to do according to the picture from God.
会幕的样式是神画的。
The tabernacle is what God desired.
圣殿的样式也是神画的。
God also designed the form of the temple.
所以神只能住在他自己所设计的房屋里。
God can only live in that he built himself.
神并不住人手所造的房屋。
That God will not build in households or homes that are built by men.
这是一个重要的原则。
This is an important principle.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们大家聚在一起。
Today we gather together.
我们不仅知道我们是神的田地。
Not only do we know that we are God's field.
我们也知道我们是神的房屋。
That we also know we are God's building house.
啊。我们要在这里共同一同来把神的家把它建立起来。
That together we should build up God's house.
那么不仅有一个明确的蓝图。
Not only do we have a very clear blueprint.
我们需要按照这个样式来造。
That we should follow this pattern.
那么这个房屋里面所有的材料也必须按照神的心意。
The materials in this building should be according to God's mind.
这个材料呢，就讲到教会的一个属性啊，一个性质。
That this material is actually the character of the church.
圣经告诉我们，教会是属天的。
That the Bible tells us the church is from heaven.
教会是属灵的。
That the church is spiritual.
你不能把教会弄成变成属世的。
That you cannot make the church into a worldly thing.
变成属地的。
That belongs to the earth.
所以我常常有时候听见有些弟兄姊妹告诉我，心里就很难过。
Sometimes I hear some brothers and sisters tell me I feel really sad.
有人告诉我说，我们的那个教会啊，那个完全是一个社交的场合。
That our meeting place is just a social ground.
大家主日来到那里不是为了来敬拜神。
That people on Sunday they don't come to worship God.
来做社交活动。
They come here to socialize.
这不是神所要的。
This is not what God wants.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
认真的来讲
，seriously speaking。
建立基督的教会
，to set up the Christ Church，
必须用基督的性质来建造。
That we should do it according to Christ Himself, Christ form.
这是非常重要的。
This is very
保罗在哥罗西书三章十一节告诉我们
，In Colossians 3:11, Paul tells us，
在教会里没有这样的人，没有那样的人，唯有基督是一切，又在一切之内。
That in the church there isn't this type of people, that type of person, only Christ is all and in all.
不仅他的材料是基督
，Not only the material is Christ.
他还需要有一定的尺寸
，That the measurement should be also absolute.
有一定的准则
，It should be absolute principle.
无论是大的方向，小的都有它一定的准则
，That whether it's the big or small things, it has its absolute measure.
所以在教会的建造上面
，In terms of building the church,
它的实行上有它一定的一个原则
，That there is an actual principle.
哦，不仅呢有这个尺寸和这个准则。
Not only the measure, the form, the amount is right.
弟兄姊妹们，它的这个位置那些的摆设也是非常重要。
And how we place things is also very important.
在旧约的会幕圣殿里面。
In the Old Testament, in the temple.
金灯台放哪里？这个陈设饼的桌子放哪里？香坛放哪里？这个约柜放哪里？祭坛放哪里？它都有一定的位置的。
That wherever you put the lamps and the bread presents, and also where you put the altar and the ark, they have their actual place that you put it.
人不可以随便放的。
You can't just put it anywhere you want.
那么这个呢，在哥林多前书十二章里面就告诉我们。
And here we see it clearly in 1 Corinthians 12.
我们在基督的身体里面，一切都必须按照神的安排，按照神的配搭。
that when we're in the Christ body, we should do it according to how He arranged it and how He put us in parts.
神要我们做一个什么，我们就是什么。
What God wants us to be, then that's what we should.
神让你做手，你就应该尽手的功用。
If God wants you to be a hand,
神让你做脚，你就应该做脚的功用。
If you should be a feet, you should be a feet.
神让你做眼，你就是眼的功用。
If you should be the eye, then you should live out
that function. 神让你做口，你就是口的功用。
If you're gonna be a mouthpiece, you should.
你要按照神的定规和安排。
Then you should go according to what He said and what He arranged.
所以他这个位置也是一样。
So the position placement is also similar.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
位置要建造这样的一个房屋。
So that when we can build up this house,
保罗告诉我们说什么呢
？Paul tells us.
他说呢，我在这个房屋里面，首先呢，立下了一个根基。
That first I set up a foundation in this building.
啊，我们都知道。建造圣殿的时候，那个根基是非常非常的重要的。
We know the foundation of the temple is very important when you're building it.
保罗说呢，我所立的根基就是基督。
Paul says that foundation I set is Christ.
他说主好像让我做个聪明的工头。
That I become an expert builder.
啊，聪明在哪里呢
？Why am I so smart?
就是他立下的根基是基督。
So because the foundation he set forth is Christ.
那么什么叫做主耶稣做根基呢
？What does it mean that Christ is the foundation?
就是一切都要出于他。
So everything should come forth from him. It should be according to him.
依靠他。
Should be dependent
on him. 最后也归于他。
That it should belong to him in the end.
这几天我们的弟兄一直告诉我们，基督是我们的磐石。
That these days our brother keeps telling us that Christ is our rock.
弟兄姊妹们，不仅基督是磐石
，Brothers, not only is He our rock，
主也让我们成为石头。
That Lord also calls us to become rock。
彼得前书告诉我们是活石。
That First Peter tells us that we are living stone。
主是石头，我们也是石头。
That the Lord is a stone, we are also stone。
我们要被建造在一起，成为神的灵工。
We should be built together so we can have a spiritual work for the Lord。
所以每一个基督徒都要具备这个石头的性质。
So everybody should have this temperament of being a stone。
他就告诉我们，此外没有别的人可以立根基。
Nobody else can lay the foundation.
就是凡是不是基督的，都不能作为一个基础。
Anything apart from Christ cannot be the foundation.
在教会历史上，我们看见有很多的错误。
In the church history, we see a lot of mistakes.
有的人把人的经验，把人的作为，把那个人拿来做教会的基础。
Some people put man's ways, man's experience, and man himself to be the foundation.
这个都不对。
This is not correct.
然后他说呢
，Then he tells
我们个人要在上面怎么样，要非常谨慎的来建造。
Each individual should be very careful how we build on it.
他那个原文呢
？The original language.
那个谨慎那个意思就是说，你要用你的眼睛要仔细看。
That be careful means that you should see very clearly with your eyes.
你要用神的眼光看。
That you should have see it
with
your
eyes. 你要看得很准确。
That you see it very correctly.
你不要用自己的眼光来看。
Do not look at it with your own eyes.
今天在教会的建造上，如果我们都是人的眼光
，If in the church in the building it's also man's how he sees.
这个教会的房屋是建造不起来的。
Then you cannot build the church, the building the church.
即使建造起来了
，Even if you built it,
神也不能悦纳。
That God cannot accept it.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神建造这个房屋的时候啊
，That when God is building this house,
他最后要做验收的。
Last, he's going to come to take back. He's going to reap.
跟我们在地上盖房子差不多。
It's very similar when we build a house on earth.
哦，我们发现在美国盖房子这个很麻烦的。
We know it's very difficult to build a house in United States.
还不是你来验收的问题。
It's not you who kind of come.
哇，这个政府要派人来验收的。
They will take back. Actually, the government can come and take back.
你地基弄好了，他要来看看合不合格。
That the government will come to see if you see the foundation.
啊，那个下水道弄好了，他也有人来看。
That if your basement's okay, they come and look at it.
啊，电装起来也有人来看。
If you put up electricity, some people go and test it.
很多 inspector， 对不对啊
？There's a lot of inspection.
啊，如果不合格，他还告诉你不行，要重来。
That if you didn't pass the inspection, they're gonna say do it over again.
啊。那么还加上我们这些做主人的人，我们去看这个不对，还要把它改，对不对
？Even us as a master, if we see this is not right, we will.
哇，这个做房子的人呢，这个实在是不容易。
A person who built the house is actually not easy.
那我们不要以为说神的家很容易啊。
Don't think it's very easy to have that house.
好多人呢，对于教会，他有一种很这个肤浅的一个看法。
Some people have very shallow thinking towards church.
什么是教会啊
？What is church？
找到一般圣徒。
You find some saints.
那么租个地方。
We rent a place.
请个牧师
we invite and
弄个诗班
we hire a pastor
弄了一个节目
we have a choir, we have a program
我们就开始教会了
then that's church
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
神的教会
God's church
不是你我所想象这么简单
it's not what you and I think that easy
因为那是神要居住的地方
because that's a dwelling place
是神与人同住的地方
it's where his presence is
是神在那里要赐祝福的地方。
He's going to shed his blessing there.
你必须要按照神的心意。
You must go according to his heart.
我们头一天就讲过。
We said it in the first day.
神为了建造他的教会。
Because he's building his church.
在创世之前他就做了一个完美的计划。
That before the creation world, he already has a plan.
哪里是你我所想象这么简单的呢
It's not what you and I think that.
所以今天这个根基已经立定了。
So the foundation's already set.
我们在上面建造的时候呢。
That when we're building upon it.
保罗就告诉我们说呢。那么你要很谨慎在上面建造。
You should be very careful how you build.
因为有一天，这个工程要经过什么？经过火的试验和显明。
Because this work one day will be revealed through fire.
所以保罗说，有的人在上面呢，用金银宝石来建造。
And Paul says some people build with gold, silver, costly stone.
有的呢是用草木禾秸来建造。
Some build with wood, hay, and stubble.
当然我们知道。那个用金银宝石是神所要的。
We know that God wants who he who built with gold, silver, costly stone.
那么，请我们特别注意啊。
And let's pay attention.
当他提到金银宝石的时候呢
，When he mentions gold, silver, costly stone,
这是指的性质说的。
It talks about the
他不在乎那个方式和那个规模。
It's not according to the form. It's actually it's
我们人很在乎这个方式和规模。
That we care a lot about how it is.
但是神所注重的性质。
But God really cares about its temperament.
当然，这个金是出自神的生命。
That of course this comes the temperament comes from God's life.
银子是在主的救赎里。
It belongs to His salvation.
这个宝石是从十字架的经历产生的。
The silver is His salvation. The costly stone is the cross.
这些才是建造整个教会这个工程。
Then these things can build the work of the church.
那么今天你拿草木禾秸来了。
That if you do wood, hay, and stubble.
啊，所以弟兄讲得很好啊。
A brother said very clearly.
那个金银宝石都是很少的。
That there's very few gold, silver, costly stones.
这个草木禾秸看起来很大。
There's a lot of wood, hay, and stubble.
哇，你到农场上去看，那个堆起那个草，那是大的不得了。
If you go to the farm, you can see a lot of hay stacked up.
但是呢，这个工程要经过火的试验。
But this work will actually go through the fire's test.
金银宝石能经得火的考验。
Only gold, silver, costly stones can pass through the fire.
这个草木禾秸呢，经不起火的考验。
The wood hay stubble cannot stand the fire's test.
保罗用这个草木禾秸很有意思的。
That Paul says wood hay stubble is very interesting.
它们有什么区别呢
？What's the difference?
唯一的区别。
The only difference.
就是有的烧得久一点，有的一烧就没了。
One can probably go through fire a little longer. The other one will just burn up very quickly.
是吧？你如果看这里一大堆的稻草。
You see a lot of hay here.
插根烟火，洋火一烧，几分钟就烧光了。
If you just light fire, in few minutes it's going to go away.
那个禾秸烧起来更快。
Then you see stubble, it's even faster.
那么有的是木头造的。
Sometimes some are built by wood.
那么可以烧得长一点，可以烧个几个钟头，或者烧一天两天。
Maybe you can burn for one or two days longer.
神要用火来试验他的工程。
That God will use this fire to test its work.
神呐、啊，还没有让撒旦来攻击啊。
That God didn't even allow the Satan to attack.
神自己要先试验。
That God Himself will actually test first.
那么你看教会历史。
That you look at the history of the.
有的人的工程看起来很庞大，一夜之间就没了。
You see some work is so great, but in one day it goes away.
有的呢，烧得久一点。
Some people can actually burn a little longer.
但是无论怎么样，到最后通通烧坏。
No, but toward the end, it's all burned up.
所以这个房屋。要经过一个火的试验。
So this building will actually be tested through fire.
我想起了啊，我从前在台湾的时候。
I remember when I was in Taiwan.
对，那我听到了一件事情，让我觉得很有趣。
When I heard something, I think it's very interesting.
因为呢，在前线，就是那个军队啊。
In the army.
他们要做很多的碉堡。那个碉堡，那个堡垒。
They're very. Oh, there are many different fortresses that they will set up.
Fortress. 那么他们就开始公开的招募了。
That they will open invitation.
哇，有很多人去，很多工程的包商就去了。
That many people go.
哎呀，他们觉得这个可以很好的可以赚钱。
Then they can actually make money.
但是你知道在台湾有很多的工人，从前的包商啊，这个偷工减料。
But you know a lot of workers, they actually fall short what they really should do.
比方说政府规定这个里面要有多少成分的这个水泥，有多少成分的沙子，多少成分的钢筋。
The government will say that this is how much steel you should have, how much iron you should have.
那我们知道那个水泥比较贵，所以它通常放少一点水泥，放多点沙子在里面。
We know that it's very expensive for the iron or steel, and then so what they do is they actually.Put very little of that.
到了时候这个碉堡造成了。
That after they set up this fortress,
他们就要交货了。
That they have to give what they made.
弟兄姊妹，没这么简单。
It's not that easy.
啊，这个军人呢，这些将军们呢，他们也很聪明的。
These generals, they're very smart.
他知道你里面呢，可能是偷工减料。
They know that you probably didn't do your job.
他会说，你按照规格做的吗？
That did you do it according to what I tell you?
包子当然一定按照规格做的。
Of course, I did it according to what it should be.
啊，经得起考验吗？
Can it be tested?
当然经得起考验。
Of course, it can be tested.
好，这个将军说，好，那试一试。
The general says, okay, let me test it.
怎么试呢？
How do they test it?
就说你进到个碉堡里面去。
That you go inside. He said, you go inside the fortress.
我外面用大炮来轰。
Then I'm going to use the cannon to blow it up.
要试试看呢。
I'm going to test it.
你说经得起考验呢。
You said that it can be tested.
因为这个碉堡是要这个防敌人的这个炮火的。
Of course, the fortress is actually prevent the enemies.
哇，这个商人吓死了。
The worker is so scared.
所以呢，后来呢，去建造这些碉堡的没有一个人敢偷工的。
So in the end, whoever do the fortress, they will do it according to what they should do.
如果你不按照这个规格
，But if you don't do according to its requirement,
他就把你放到里面用大炮来轰。
Then they'll put you inside and then we'll blow it up.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们有没有这样的惧怕呢
？Do we have such fear？
我们知道将来我们在这地上所有一切的侍奉所建造的要经过什么？经过神用火的一个审判。
In the future, all our service and work, we're going to go through what? Going through fire's test.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神的怜悯。
We should thank God's mercy.
圣经说
，The Bible states,
那个日子要把它表明出来。
That day will be revealed.
这个日子也可能是将来到审判台前。
That day can be probably before the judgment seat.
也可能是指今天在地上神所特定的日子。
It could be today's day that God has set forth.
你看今天地上的教会的光景就是这样。
You look at the condition of the church today.
有很多还没有到将来审判台前，这个已经被烧得差不多了。
That before they go through the judgment seat in the future, they already burned up pretty badly.
啊，所以如果被烧光了。
If you actually all are burned up,
这个就变成我们的一个大的亏损。
That this is really our loss.
你所有的劳苦就过于突然。
All your labor is in vain.
如果你能守得住，
But if you can actually keep it,
你要从神得奖赏。
That you will receive reward from God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神用火来审判他的教会。
That God used fire to judge his church.
其实呢，这个是一个恩典呢。
This is actually great.
这是一个拯救啊。
This is actually a salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
保罗告诉我们说啊，
Paul tells us,
你的工程被烧光了，但是你自己得救啊。
That even though that your work is all burned up, you yourself are saved.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是把我们从必朽坏的和得罪神的光景中怎么样救赎出来了？
That he saved us from a corruptible nature and condition, and he saved us out.
哎呀。我们最好啊
we hope,
每一年到年尾的时候我们弟兄姊妹都要祷告。
At the end of the year, we, brothers and sisters, we should all pray.
你要怎么祷告呢？
How should we pray?
现在你要懂得怎么祷告。
You should really learn how to pray.
你说主啊用火烧一下。
Lord, please burn it with fire.
最好把我们这个教会给它烧一下。
So please burn the church with fire.
把必要不必要的给它烧掉它。
Take anything that's bad, just burn it all up.
好，显明我们到底是不是真实的。
So can reveal and manifest whether we are real or not.
你不要祷告说主啊保守我们，很多弟兄姊妹这样祷告，对不对？
Many brothers and sisters will pray, Oh Lord, please preserve us and keep us.
你那个草木和秸秆在那里祷告，神给他保守起来。
You want the Lord to preserve you and protect you with wood, hay, and stubble.
你要保守到什么时候？你要保守到最后到审判台前一起烧吗？
Are you going to ask them to protect to a point in the end you'll be burned before the judgment seat?
所以今天我们就要活在神的审判光中。
So today we should live in the judgment of the Lord.
火的审判对我们是来讲是拯救啊。
The judgment of fire, because judgment of fire is actually our salvation.
如果今天主就审判我们了。
If today the Lord already judged
us, 那我们就知道有多少东西是不对的。
Then we will know how much of it is actually wrong.
所以教会中有时候会出现一些的难处，就是你不要难过。
So don't feel bad if there are difficulties around
the church. 可能是神的手在这里做矫正的工作。
Maybe it's God's hand doing His work of correction.
从前我也不明白。
Before I didn't understand.
哎呀，每次教会中弟兄姊妹出现难处，我很难过。
And when I feel these difficulties, and I was very sad in the church, brothers and sisters, in the end.
我里面比较醒悟。
Later, I was more clear.
我也对一同服侍的弟兄姊妹讲。
I was awakened and I said to all the coworkers.
这些事情的发生。
That all these things that happen.
对于我们是一个 warning, 是个警戒。
That it's actually a warning to us.
告诉我们说，在我们整个建造事情上出了问题。
That tells us in all our building together, there's a problem there.
我们需要悔改。
We should repent.
我们需要主的光照。
We need God's light.
我们需要主的修正。
We need His correction.
弟兄姊妹，你不能一直知道都是他错，都是他错。
You can't just say that's his mistake, his mistake. That's not right.
啊，工程一定要经过火的。
That work must go through fire.
所以有的时候。那个外面的这个火还没烧起来，就是我们里面的火烧起来了，对不对
？That even though outside hasn't been burned up, but inside fire already been burned up. We thank God.
这个火的试验是神的一个大的怜悯。
That this fire test is actually God's mercy.
所以我们要记得教会的房屋的建造。
We should remember the building of the church.
不等仇敌来攻击。
We don't wait until the enemy to attack us.
神自己要先试验他。
That God Himself will actually test it.
所以我们求主要给我们一个敬畏主的心。
We should ask God, Lord, to give us a fearful heart.
那么更重要的呢
？More importantly,
保罗在这里提醒我们啊。
Paul reminds us here.
教会是神的殿。
That church is God's temple.
神的灵住在里面。
God's spirit lives within it.
他说：“若有人毁坏神的殿
，If someone actually destroys God's temple,
神必要毁坏那人。
That God will destroy that person.”
啊。所以今天在教会里，这也是严肃的提醒。
This is a very serious reminder in the church.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在这一节圣经里面
，in this verse，
那个前面的那个毁坏
，the destruction in the first part，
Darby 弟兄呢用了一个 corrupt 这个字
，in Darby actually used the word corruption，
就是败坏。
It means corruption.
我们把败坏的东西带到教会里面来了。
That we brought things that are corrupted.
结果叫神的教会败坏。
So that the church is corrupted.
他后面那个神的毁坏呢
？In the latter part, that kind of
他用了一个字叫做 destroy.
And Darby used the word destroy.
啊，神就摧毁那个人。
That God will destroy that person.
所以今天在教会里面呢。
That in the church today,
我们摸着教会的事。
That if we touch churches,
我们要求主给我们一个。敬畏神的心。
We should ask us to give us a heart that's respect and fearful toward Him because
是神要居住的地方。
Church is His dwelling place, His house.
是他与我们同住的地方。
It's where He lives with us.
是我们得安息的地方。
It's where we receive rest.
是神得敬拜、得侍奉的地方。
Where He receives service and worship.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这个都和基督的见证发生密切的关系。
This is intricately connected, intimately connected with the testimony of Christ.
所以时候已经到了末了。
Time is toward the end.
我们知道主很快就要回来。
We know that the Lord's return is imminent.
感谢主，借着使徒保罗给我们也有很好的提醒。
We thank the Lord that through Apostle Paul a good reminder.
今天不仅有每个弟兄姊妹要好好的追求。
Not only individually we should have a pursuit.
我们整个团体的追求也有一个很确定的方向。
That corporately we should have an absolute goal in our pursuit.
我们要把教会看作是神的田地。
That we should see that church is God's field.
我们要把教会看作是神的房屋。
Church is God's building.
弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sister,
如果我们按照神的心意在神面前来
服侍
就会有神真正恢复的工作
then God can、really、have his work
也有真正他的见证
then be real his testimony.
我们要知道我们的神是做工直到今天的神
We know that our God does work even till today.
他从来没有停止过他的工作
He never ends his work.
所以神在各个教会里面在做工。
So in different church, God's doing His work.
啊，即使像哥林多这样的教会
，Even a church such as Corinth,
神还是在里面做工。
God still is doing His work.
神不管那环境的有多少的难处。
God doesn't care about all the difficult conditions.
他总是不断的借着他的话语提醒我们。
He constantly reminds us through
His
word.
光照我们。
He enlightens us.
让我们看见那个出路在哪里。
So that we can see the way out.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
在不多的日子里面
in many, in short days,
愿我们所有的弟兄姊妹
we hope all the brothers and sisters,
都能向着这个标杆
that we can go toward this goal.
竭力地往前。
That we will go very fast.
我们要抓住最末了的时代的这个最后的一个机会。
That we will hold on to the last chance in this time.
每一个基督徒对神都要有信心。
Every Christian should also have faith in God.
我们相信我们做不到，神可以做到。
We believe that we can't do it, but God can.
我们有心愿，神一定成全。
We have a desire that God will definitely accomplish.
所以这一次我们从哥林多前书
And this time through 1 Corinthians
看到哥林多的教会
We see the church in Corinth
他们怎样失去神的见证
How they lost the testimony of God
但是在保罗所给他们的恢复的这个光中他们又有一点点的有恢复
In Paul's process of recovery, there's a little bit of recovery.
但愿这个对于我们今天成为一个大的激励
We hope this is a good stirring up for us.
我们真是求主祝福各处的教会。
Encourage us that He will bless all different churches.
在主回来之前
，Before His return，
我们真的能有一种好的光景、对的光景迎接主的再来。
We have a good and correct condition to receive our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，机会还在我们的手中。
The chance is still in our hands.
不能轻易的放弃。
Do not easily let it go.
我们要迫切祷告。
We should
不仅为自己祷告
constantly pray, not for only for ourselves.
要为整个教会祷告。
To pray for the entire church.
愿主成全他自己的心。
So that God can fulfill His own heart.
我们请低头在这
祷告。And let us pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts full of thanksgiving.
因为你的爱从来不放弃我们。
Because your love never forsake us.
你一定要在我们身上成就你自己的旨意。
You definitely will accomplish your will in us.
既然神把基督的见证托付在我们身上。
Since God gave the testimony of Christ in us.
这是你自己所要成就的工作。
This is what the work that you want to fulfill.
愿我们的心能够响应你的呼召。
That our heart can have a response to your call.
答应你的呼召。
That will respond to your calling.
我们真正起来与你同工。
That we will stand up to co-work with you.
主啊，愿各处的教会。
The different church everywhere.
都成为美好的田地。
Can be a good field.
有丰盛生命的收成。
Abundant, we can reap abundant life.
各地的教会。
A different church everywhere.
都成为神所居住的房屋
can be the dwelling place where God lives.
主啊，我们仰望你的恩典和怜悯。
We look upon your grace and mercy.
我们知道你回来的脚步非常的临近。
We know that your return is imminent.
你还留我们在地上。
That you leave us on earth.
你还把机会给我们。
You still give us this opportunity.
我们求你在我们中间做成你自己的工。
We ask you to do accomplish your work in us.
主啊，不叫我们辜负你的恩典。
So that we will not fall short of your grace.
愿这些话对我们实在是一个提醒。
That these words are truly a reminder for us.
也是一个激励。
It's also encouragement.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank your grace.
感谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for your mercy.
愿我们能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
So that we can have a good condition to receive your return.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of precious Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.